This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How you doing, John?
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I guess we all got a mid-afternoon wake-up call with the whole trade. What is your impression of the trade, and what can Amari Cooper bring to this team?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, believe in the receivers that we already have in the room. And, you know, we'll see when Amari gets here and how, you know, we can get him up to speed and get him integrated into what we do and how we do things. You know, it's never about one guy. We're thankful to have him, but it's never about just one guy. And it's about the team. So, you know, we're anxious to get him on board here and get rolling.
How much was it, maybe not imperative, but how important was it to get an established receiver who might be able to get some separation to help with the offense and help it move?
Well, those qualities are important. As you know, John, you've been around this a long time, and having, you know, the ability to get separation you know, I think just adds to our flavor on offense. Right. And you know, we've been doing some good things, and I think that'll be a, you know, added bonus for us as we move forward here.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Hi, Sean. Good afternoon. You know, with the move for Amari in mind, going into the season, you know, we got 6 games to kind of dive into and assess the passing game. You add him to the mix. Marquez Valdes-Scantling obviously released. What have you learned about your offense? And I think, and if you could speak a little bit more to what you're hoping Amari can kind of add to it.
Yeah, I mean, our offense overall, I think we've had some really good games. I thought last night's game was a good game, good solid game against a good defense. We were able to control the line of scrimmage early on, and which is important. And so I think we've shown an ability for sure to run the football and run it in different ways. And then with the passing game, it's probably been maybe not as consistent, but I do think we've had some successes. We've had some success as well in the passing game and different styles of passes and different concepts. So I thought Josh played a strong game last night. And as far as, you know, as far as Amari Cooper and how he'll fit in and what he brings to the table, and, you know, I think that remains to be seen, right? You know, he was obviously on a different team as up until a couple hours ago. So we want to get him in here and get him up to speed on our terminology and our system and see how he fits in. And like I said, it's never about one guy. It's about the team and, in this case, the offense.
Such a big performance from Ray Davis yesterday. You talked about him a little bit after the game. But how did you see him respond in the week leading up and then during the game? Like, considering that he's a rookie and, you know, hasn't had a ton of playing time early in the season, to respond in that way with 24 hours to think about it, about what do you make of that performance?
Yeah, very impressed. Very impressed, Matt. And I think his teammates were as well. And when I say impressed, not surprised, because of how mature he is. And, you know, he's been through, I think it's been well publicized, the journey of his life and what he's been through. And a lot of it is adversity, and what he's been able to do with that adversity. I think it really to me helps him as a football player adjust early to the life in the NFL and the challenges that come with life in the NFL and as a young player. And I can tell you that he's really doing a good job of earning the respect of his teammates. And when you come out and you run with conviction like that, that certainly helps.
Thanks, Sean.
Yep.
Hey, Sean. Was just wondering, injury-wise, how you came out of last night. Was there anything new?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's maybe a couple of things, little bumps and bruises that'll you know, a guy here, a guy there, but nothing significant really to share with you, Catherine, at this time.
And then how are James Cook and Ed Oliver trending for this week?
Yeah, I think they've got a chance. We'll see. Like we normally do, we'll, you know, bring them along slowly through the week, and they'll get a little bit more practice towards the end of the week there. And, you know, my hope is that both are ready to go. We'll just take it one day at a time, though.
And then you mentioned just kind of your takeaways from last night's game. I was wondering, when you watched it back, rewatched it, what were some of the things that you noticed, maybe like that we didn't talk about last night on a rewatch of the game?
That we didn't talk about last night. it's like watching a movie back and noticing things you didn't notice the first time, right? No, I really thought, this is not new, but I really thought, again, that the offense came out, established a line of scrimmage, was very physical, got in rhythm early, which is important. We wanted to do that and start fast. Defensively, didn't start as fast as we would have liked, but I thought made some good adjustments and hung in there and made a good, you know, obviously a big time, some big time plays down the stretch in the fourth quarter, plays on the ball, in particular, T-Rap, DeMar, and Tarrant.
Thanks.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing? You hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you, Thad. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, look, I totally respect that a move like this is made with Amari Cooper. You're a professional. You've got to figure out how to incorporate him in the offense, work him into the culture. But is there an excitement in the building? Is there, you know, a jolt of energy into the staff that, you know, a player of this caliber is going to enter into the mix and help you guys out going forward now?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you feel like you're improving as a football team, Thad, I would say yes. But again, you know, it's, you know, on paper is one thing, right? At the end of the day, can the person play and help us? That's really what we're here to see over the next couple of days. And I would hope that the answer to all of that is yes. And, you know, going up against Amari and having a ton of respect for him and his game. And, but again, it's, you know, we have players in the building that we are already confident in, and he'll fit into that equation, and we'll get him integrated, and excited to see, you know, how quickly he can get up to speed here. So again, one player doesn't save a team. One player doesn't make a team. It's about the team. And so, you know, sometimes honestly you bring a player in that can kind of get in the way sometimes. And I'm not saying that in this case, but you know, it's, you get into a rhythm. And so whenever you trade for a player, especially midseason, it's getting him up to speed and then him getting in the rhythm that the team is already in. And so I'm looking forward to doing that and getting him on board here.
Kind of to your point about, you know, a guy potentially getting in the way, and it's not, I don't mean to ask it this way, but we've talked this year a lot about how this team is trying to develop new leaders. And this is a guy who's, you know, assumably been a leader in other places. And again, not that that room needed a leader, but bringing in a guy that's had years in the league and assumably has leadership experience, how much can that help?
Well, I don't know that about him, about leadership. All I know about him is what I've seen on film. So I can't answer as far as the leadership piece goes.
Okay, understood. Thanks, Sean.
Yep.
Coach, welcome back. Mookie Arkins, Wofford Sports and 80.
Mookie, what's up, buddy?
Man, I can't complain, Coach. It is Victory Tuesday. And I'm sorry if I do ask any repetitive questions. I just chimed in. But I just care to talk about that first drive. How important was it for you guys to play your style of football, a nice physical brand of football?
Yeah, that drive was big. Wanted to get off on a good start, on the right foot, excuse me, and you could feel it, right? You could feel the intent, you could feel the purpose in the plays and the way that the plays were being run with great detail and great physicality. And though I think the whole sideline could feel that, whether it was offensive players on the sideline, defensive players, special teams players, it's, you could feel that. And that was good to see.
Career day for Tyler Rapp there, 6 PBUs. How excited were you for him to go out there and make some plays at the most pivotal moments of the game?
Yeah, you know, coming off of being missing the week before, I thought it was a heck of a performance, really. You know, it's hard to do that and come back and be at that, to play at that level so quickly on the turnaround there. So, you know, made some big time plays on the ball and key moments of the game.
Absolutely. Speaking of big time coach, AJ Epineza, 2 sacks on the day. You know, just care to talk about, you know, his development in this process up this far.
Yeah, it's good to see him flash in the pass game there like he did. And, felt good about the matchup that he had on the defensive right side, their left tackle. And AJ exposed it and did a great job there for us.
Absolutely, Coach. One more, if I may. The Hail Mary. Was there a possibility next time that maybe Keon Coleman would be back there?
Possibly. Yeah, we're looking at it from all different viewpoints and going back and making sure we've got everything squared away the way we need it to be squared away.
Yes, sir. Have a good week, sir.
Yeah, you too.
Good afternoon, Coach. George Radney, Challenger Community News. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, George. How are you?
Pretty good. One question for you this week. On the play where you were going to throw the flag where it appeared from my vantage point in the press box that as Aaron Rodgers was being sacked, he threw the ball. But to me, it looked like the ball went backwards, so it would still be a fumble where he threw the ball behind the line. He let go of the ball behind the scrimmage. Was that what you saw or what you guys were thinking about challenging on that play?
We were more focused on the tuck rule that came into play a number of years ago. So we just wanted to check, you know, follow up on that. But as they said, that it was already reviewed through the review system.
Oh, okay. So it's funny you said they reviewed it, but it's not so at that point it's mute. You can't challenge the review.
That's right. Yeah.
Or the reviewer.
That's right. Correct. Okay. Yeah, if it's already been reviewed, especially in that case, it was a moot point, like you said, and it's already kind of been through the washer.
Ah, all right, Coach. Well, thank you for your time and good luck this coming Sunday.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Coach. You got me okay?
Yes, got yourself.
Okay, thank you. Adam Henry coached Amari Cooper in Dallas for a couple of years. What can you gain from him either before the trade or when he comes into the building to kind of get to know Amari a little bit better through Adam?
Well, Adam and I spoke earlier today about Amari and the things he said were positive and so you always want to check in with people who you think, you know, have been around the player or may know the player directly, indirectly, what have you. And so we wouldn't probably have done this if Adam didn't give us his blessing from, hey, this is what I know of Amari, what type of person he is, what type of player he is. And so that was a few years ago. But we're, like I said, anxious to get Amari here and get rolling here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Sure.
Hey, Coach. Josh Allen has a milestone coming up in this week 7 game. It's going to be his 100th career start. If you reflect on those 100 games and just his time as the Bills quarterback, what has he meant to this organization?
Oh, man. Loaded question.
I know.
Here for an hour. He's just, I mean, when you draft a franchise quarterback, it's hard. It's hard to get it right. And from the process Brandon went through, I went through, it was a tough process and took some time. And you think back to, his first start in 2018 and how far he's come over the years. And there's always highs and lows in everyone's career. But you learn from it. And just been a real joy to watch him make a mark on this community, this team, this organization, and really Bills fans across, NFL fans for that matter, across the world. And he's just been a great, great addition to our community, our organization, and a joy to watch grow up right before our eyes.
As a head coach, what sticks out most about the growth that you've seen throughout his career so far?
I don't know. I just think, you know, I get a chance to see him off the field as well as a person. And I think that's certainly everyone sees him on the field and how he's grown and developed, and which is amazing. But I think, you know, like I said, I've said before, the relationships you build, you know, those last beyond the game of football. So it's been fun to really just watch him grow. You know, he buys a house, and you know, he's just living life and growing up before our eyes, like I said. So super proud of him, and but he's got to do it again this week.
Let's have 100 more starts, right?
That's right.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean. Sorry, one more real quick on Cooper. You know, just listening to you talk about it a little bit, I've covered you long enough. I know you like to really prioritize the group and the team. But with Cooper specifically, adding him, how much does that potentially let the other guys in that room maybe settle into roles that maybe they're more, well, for lack of a better term, comfortable in, if that makes sense?
No, it does. Matt, I think again, it's more, it is that to an extent, but that only happens if the pieces of the puzzle fit in appropriately. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, again, it's, you know, everyone in that room before Amari was here had a slightly different skill set. So now it's determining truly what Amari's skill set is and how it's going to fit into the room and how our system can also use Amari's strengths to make our system better. So like I've talked about that before, where it's important that you identify the strengths of the player and then use his strengths to, you tell your system to his strengths so that your system becomes even better. So, and that's some of the cadence that I was referring to, the rhythm of making sure that, you know, we get, he's on board the right way and we get rolling with a rhythm that we had coming out of the game from the other night. So, that's part of the onboarding process.
No, I appreciate that. And then quickly on Tyler Bass, I sense a deal of anxiety about him within the fan base. Do you have any of that? Is there any reservations about, you know, his performance so far through this season? Where are you at with Tyler?
I can understand everyone's concern. I'm concerned the same. You know, he's had some really good kicks, really good moments, and some moments that weren't his best. And, you know, that's part of the journey as well, and confident that he'll continue to work through that, and his best football is ahead of him.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, one more Amari question for you. I was curious, you said kind of what you know about him is what you've seen on film. What have you seen about him on film? Like, what has stood out to you when you've watched his tape?
Well, I watched this morning. I came over here and watched, I think it was 50 targets that he had, that he's had this year, Elena. And, you know, you can see chronologically through the season, how he's, you know, kind of gotten his feet underneath of him a little bit. You know, he's working in a different system with different quarterbacks. And so their system's a little bit different than ours. So it's more so just trying to identify Amari and, you know, at this point in his career, how he looks, how he runs, how he gets in and out of his cuts, how he's catching the football. You know, so it's just trying to identify the skill set at this point.